Welcome, slave. Oh, I can see by that confused look on your face you were expecting to see him. I bet you thought you could try and please your new owner. Show him what a good little bitch you are. Maybe do such a good job he'll use your holes. Maybe even let you come. How long has it been since you were allowed to come? Days? Weeks? Months? You poor thing, you need it so bad. I don't give a fuck what you want, and neither does he. Master doesn't want a thing to do with you until you're trained. Maybe you've guessed by now just who's going to train you. Wrong again, slut, because I'm not going to train you. Oh, no. I'm going to break you. And I do so enjoy breaking little toys like you. So soft and smooth. You cry and scream and beg. But we won't be finished until you're a perfectly obedient fuck toy. Until then, we're going to have lots of fun together. Get your slut face on the floor. Clean my boots. Good. Oh, no defiance at all. You'll be very well as long as you're an obedient dog. Every inch. I don't want a single speck of dirt on them. Oh, good. Very good. Run that little pink tongue up and down. You can pretend it's Master's cock if that makes it easier for you. Cock-hungry little whore that you are. Do you know what the job of the newest slaves are? You're a reward. When Master awards his other slaves pleasure for their obedience, you are going to provide it. You get on your hands and knees and worship their cunt or ass or anything else they desire as long as Master allows. And you better fucking make them come. If you don't, I assure you, you're not going to enjoy the consequences. Day and night, you'll make the other slaves come, and with absolutely no relief or satisfaction. Why would we let you? No. Your only reward will be the faint taste of Master's cum on your tongue. After you're a serviced, used whole. In fact, why aren't you using that bitch mouth on me right now? That's better. Of course, some girls won't want to fuck your mouth. No, they'll just want to hurt you. They'll take out their frustrations on you by whipping your ass raw. Or slashing at your back with a belt. Some slaves just live seeing you pretty little things suffer like they did. Hurt people, you know. Oh, they want to make you cry. And I even enjoy it myself from time to time. That's right, use that bitch tongue. Get right up in there nice and deep. Oh, you are a good little slut to use. Such a good little pet. Maybe I'll keep you here all day. You can make me come again and again and again. Maybe I'll even let you touch your cunt. It must be throbbing. Do you want to touch it? Oh, tell me how bad you want to touch it. Beg for it, bitch. I didn't fucking say stop. I said beg. Oh, are those tears in your eyes? Oh, don't be so fucking frustrated. You need it so, so badly, don't you? Just a finger. Just for a moment. That's all it would take, isn't it? You'd finally get a little relief. It's been so long. Oh, hasn't it? Tell me how long. No, you get nothing. That cunt doesn't belong to you anymore. It's his possession now. And Master wants it throbbing and dripping and swollen, wet, and fucking empty until he gets here. Maybe you'll never be allowed to come again. How does that make you feel? Weak? Owned? Used? Good. That's what you are now. Nothing more than a pretty little object. Oh, that's right. Use your tongue. Show me what an obedient little slut you are. Do you want me to come? Do you want me to come all over your mouth? Do you want to taste me? I want to hear you beg. I want to hear you beg me. Yes, bitch. Harder. Beg me. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, you're such an obedient little slut. Do I taste good? Are you enjoying your training? Too bad you didn't get to come. Maybe next time. You hold on to that slim little hope. Today, you did well. But I'm done with you. Get the fuck back in your cage until I'm ready again. Go. It won't be long.